నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ. ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ. నారాయణం నమస్కృత్య నరం చైవ నరోత్తమం దేవీం సరస్వతీం వ్యాస తతో జయముదీరే. నష్టప్రాయేషు అభద్రేషు నిత్యం భాగవత సేవయా భగవతి ఉత్తమా శ్లోకే భక్తిర్భవతి నాస్తికీ. హరే కృష్ణ. టుడే వి ఆర్ రీడింగ్ ఫ్రమ్ శ్రీమద్ భాగవతం 10th క్యాంటో చాప్టర్ 60 టెక్స్ట్ నంబర్ 45. త్వక్సస్మరోమ నఖకేశ పినద్దమంత మాసస్తి రక్త క్రిమి విటకఫ పిత్త వాతం జీవశవం భజతి కాంతమతింబు మూఢ యాతే పదాబ్జమకరందం అజిగ్రతి స్త్రీ తక్షస్మరో మనఖ కేశ పినద్ధమంత మాసస్తి రక్త క్రిమి విటకఫ పిత్త వాతం జీవచ్ఛవం భజతి కాంతమతిర్విమూఢ యాతే పదాబ్జమకరందం అజిగ్రతి స్త్రీ తక్షస్మరో మనఖ కేశ పినద్దమంత మాసస్తి రక్త క్రిమి విటకఫ పిత్త వాతం జీవచ్ఛవం భజతి కాంతమతిర్విమూఢ యాతే పదాబ్జమకరందం అజిగ్రతి స్త్రీ తక్షస్మరో మనఖ కేశ పినద్దమంత మాసస్తి రక్త క్రిమి విటకఫ పిత్త వాతం జీవచ్ఛవం భజతి కాంతమతిర్విమూఢ యాతే పదాబ్జమకరందమజిగ్రతి స్త్రీ త్వక్షస్మరో మనఖ కేశ పినద్దమంత మాసస్తి రక్త క్రిమి విటకఫ పిత్త వాతం జీవచ్ఛవం భజతి కాంతమతిర్విమూఢ యాతే పదాబ్జమకరందమజిగ్రతి స్త్రీ త్వక్షస్మరో మనఖ కేశ పినద్దమంత మాసస్తి రక్త క్రిమి విటకఫ పిత్త వాతం జీవచ్ఛవం భజతి కాంతమతిర్విమూఢ याते पदाब्जम करंदम अजिग्रति स्त्री। माताजी तक्षस्मरो मनख केश पिनद्दमंत मासस्ति रक्त कृमि विटकफ पित्तवातम् जीवच्छवं भजति कांतमतिर्विमूढा। याते पदाब्जमकरंदमजिघ्रति स्त्री। वट वर्ड मीनिंग त्वक विथ स्कीन संश्रु विस्कर रोमा बॉडीली हेयर नख नेल्स केश एंड द हेयर ऑन द हेड पिनद्धम कवर्ड अंतः इनसाइड मासास फ्लैश अस्थि बोन्स रक्त ब्लड कृमि वर्म्स विट स्टूल कफ म्यूकस पित्त बाइल वातम एंड एयर जीवत लिविंग सवम ए कॉर्प्स भजति वर्शिप्स कांत एज हस्बैंड और लवर मति ही हुस आइडिया विमूढ़ा टोटली बिविल्डर्ड या हु ते योर पद अब्ज ऑफ द लोटस फीट मकरंदम दहनी अजिघ्रति नॉट स्मेलिंग स्त्री वुमन। पर्पट एंड ट्रांसलेशन बाय हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस एसी भक्तिवेदांत डिसाइपल्स ऑफ हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस एसी भक्तिवेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय। ट्रांसलेशन ए वुमन हु फेल्स टू रिलीज द फ्रेग्रेंस ऑफ द हनी ऑफ योर लोटस फीट and becomes totally befooled and thus she accepts as her husband or lover a living corpse covered with skin, whiskers, nails, head hair and body hair and filled with flesh, bones, blood, parasite, feces, mucus, bile and air. Purport. Here Lord Krishna's chaste wife makes a quite unequivocal statement about material sense gratification based on the physical body. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti comments as follows on this verse. On the authority of the statement Savai Patihi Syad Akuto Bhayat Swayam, he indeed should become one's husband who can remove all fear. Sri Krishna is the real husband of all women at all times. Thus, a woman who worships someone else as her husband simply worships a dead body. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti comments further. Rukmini thus considered that although the sweetness of Lord Krishna's lotus feet is well known, and although he possesses an eternal body full of knowledge and bliss, foolish women reject him. An ordinary husband's body is covered on the outside by skin and hair, otherwise being filled with blood, feces, flesh, bile and so on. It would be overwhelmed with flies and other vermin attracted by its bad smell and other offensive qualities. Those who have no practical experience of the beauty and purity of Krishna or of Krishna consciousness may be confused by such uncompromising denunciation of material bodily sense gratification. But those who are enlightened in Krishna consciousness will be enlivened by and enthused by such absolutely truthful statements. ಓಂ ಜ್ಞಾನತಿಮಿರಂಧಸ್ಯ ಜ್ಞಾನಾಂಜನಾಶಲಾಕಯ ಚಕ್ಷುರುನ್ಮೀಲಿತಂ ಯೇನ ತಸ್ಮೈ ಶ್ರೀ ಗುರವೇ ನಮಃ. ಶ್ರೀ ಚೈತನ್ಯ ಮನೋಭೀಷ್ಟಂ ಸ್ಥಾಪಿತಂ ಯೇನ ಭೂತಲೆ ಸ್ವಯಂ ರೂಪ ಕದಾ ಮಹ್ಯಂ ದದಾತಿ ಸ್ವಪದಾಂತಿಕಂ. ವಂದೇಹಂ ಶ್ರೀಗುರೋ ಶ್ರೀಯುತಪದಕಮಲಂ ಶ್ರೀಗುರೂನ್ ವೈಷ್ಣವಾಂಶ ಶ್ರೀರೂಪಂ ಸಾಗ್ರಜಾತಂ ಸಹಗಣಾರಘುನಾಥಾನ್ವಿತಂ ತಂ ಸಜೀವಂ ಸಾದ್ವೈತಂ ಸಾವಧೂತಂ ಪರಿಜನಸಹಿತಂ ಕೃಷ್ಣಚೈತನ್ಯದೇವಂ ಶ್ರೀರಾಧಾಕೃಷ್ಣಪಾದಾ ಸಹಗಣಲಲಿತಾ ಶ್ರೀವಿಶಾಖಾನ್ವಿತಾಂಶ. ಹೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಕರುಣಾ ಸಿಂಧು ದೀನಬಂಧು ಜಗತ್ಪತೆ ಗೋಪೇಶ ಗೋಪಿಕಾ ಕಾಂತ ರಾಧಾಕಾಂತ ನಮೋಸ್ತುತೆ. ತತ್ ಕಾಂಚನ ಗೌರಾಂಗೀ ರಾಧೆ ಬೃಂದಾವನೇಶ್ವರೀ ವೃಷಭಾನುಸುತೆ ದೇವಿ ಪ್ರಣಮಾಮಿ ಹರಿ ಪ್ರಿಯೇ. ವಾಂಚಾಕಲ್ಪತರುಭ್ಯಶ್ಚ ಕೃಪಾ ಸಿಂಧುಭ್ಯೈವ ಚ ಪತಿತಾನಾಂ ಪಾವನೇಭ್ಯೋ ವೈಷ್ಣವೇಭ್ಯೋ ನಮೋ ನಮಃ. ಜಯ ಶ್ರೀ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಚೈತನ್ಯ ಪ್ರಭು ನಿತ್ಯಾನಂದ ಶ್ರೀ ಅದ್ವೈತ ಗದಾಧ ಶ್ರೀವಾಸಾದಿ ಗೌರ ಭಕ್ತವೃಂದ. ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ 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 ಹರೇ 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 ರಾಮ ಹರೇ ರಾಮ 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 ಹರೇ ಹರೇ. ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ. I sincerely seek blessings of all the assembled Vaishnavas to enable me to perform this service for my own purification through this medium of discussing the pastime of the Lord and His beloved devotees. Thank you so much. We all know that Lord Krishna appears in this world to perform pastimes so that He creates attraction towards Himself and simultaneously imparts lessons. Such lessons, by imbibing those in our lives, we can gain immense spiritual benefit. And one of the qualities of Lord Krishna is that He is very expert in extracting the treasure of love hidden in the core of the heart of His devotees. And while performing His wonderful leelas, He also reveals the gel-like qualities of His devotees for the benefit of everyone who is interested. So, in this pastime of teasing Mother Rukmini, Lord Krishna, as we heard from so many exalted speakers, that how Lord Krishna stirred her emotions in such a way that the love of mana or anger that was kind of hidden in the heart of or in the core of the heart of Mother Rukmini came out in such a wonderful way that not only Lord Himself relished and experienced, but His devotees also could learn and understand astonishing truths of life with very clear understandings. That is the glory of Lord Krishna. Lord Krishna teased Mother Rukmini, and initially Mother Rukmini felt dejected, but when she understood that actually Krishna Himself told her that He teased her only to see that the love in her heart comes out and He wants to relish that. So when Mother Rukmini understood this, then her responses not only positively disagreed and refuted Lord Krishna's arguments, but conveyed the actual imports of his statements. What he actually was telling to Mother Rukmini were entwined in jugglery of the words, but Mother Rukmini just unfolded that and brought the essence out of that for benefit of all of us. So, we know that in his teasing mood, Lord Krishna has publicized superiority of mortal beings like Shishupala, Jarasandha, etc. over himself, and had indicated Mother Rukmini to be less intelligent in accepting him as her husband rather than those kingly orders. That's what Krishna has told her in the beginning. But in today's verse, Mother Rukmini establishes with her disagreement of Lord Krishna's contentions and reconfirm the scriptural pronouncement that no one is superior to Lord Krishna in any respect in the entire creation. And actually Krishna himself has confirmed this with Arjuna in Bhagavad Gita. Mattah paratramna anyat kinchedasti dhananjaya. He has already clarified with Arjuna that no one is superior to him. But here he was actually trying to tell to Mother Rukmini that there were many other superior people other than me, and they were all actually aspiring for you, and why didn't you select them, why you came to me, why you selected me. So but actually Krishna might be wanting to test the integrity of the devotees, and sometimes to test the integrity of the devotee he might have made such a statement that those kings were far superior to him. So that he wanted to see that if it is coming directly from him, people will understand he is the supreme authority. So let us accept his statement. And but Mother Rukmini, by her conviction in Krishna's superiority, not only proved Krishna to be wrong, but taught the entire world that no one should disbelieve the scriptures, even if the Lord himself sometimes says that. Sometimes the Lord himself wants to say that certain things are there, but he has already defined the truths in the scriptures, so no one should disbelieve that. We can draw example from the fact that although Lord Buddha was incarnation of Vishnu, but our acharyas taught us not to follow him, follow his instructions, because he had asked to reject scriptures and scriptural injunctions. Krishna himself has told in Bhagavad Gita that ye sastra vidhim utsrijya vartate kama karatah sa siddhim navapnoti na sukham na param gatim. So, and then he instruct tasmat sastra pramanena karya akarya vyavasthito. One should follow the scriptures in discriminating between what is truth and what is not truth. So Mother Rukmini, by her conviction, has actually brought out this fact that even if Lord says something, maybe out of joke, or but Krishna was appearing to be saying in a very serious mood, and that has actually created some jolt in Mother Rukmini's emotions. So this verse also establishes that one who establishes that those who take shelter of Lord Krishna, Krishna had told Mother Rukmini that you appears to be very unintelligent or less intelligent because you chose me, the cowherd boy. But Mother Rukmini says that those who have taken shelter to the lotus feet of Krishna, they are not unintelligent. But they are supremely intelligent people. Kaviraj Goswami mentions, Prabhupada ji says that ei Krishna bhaje, Krishna ei bhaje, sei bado chatur. One who worships Krishna is very intelligent. And in the 12th canto also, where it is said about this Yuga Dharma, Krishna varanam tisha, Krishnam sango pangastra, parshadam, yagya sankirtana praya, yajanti hi sumedhasa. Those who are very top class intelligent people, they only follows this path of spirituality, and especially in Kali Yuga they will follow in the footsteps of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is not different from Krishna. So those who worship Krishna, they are actually Sumedhasa. They have actually understood the tattva in its real connotation. So Krishna also tells in Bhagavad Gita 15th chapter that whoever knows me as the Supreme Personality of Godhead without doubting is the knower of everything and therefore engages himself in full devotional service unto me, O son of Bharata. So Mother Rukmini's opinion is thus that she has already taken shelter of Lord Krishna and she is very lovingly serving the Lord with the devotion of her heart, then how can she be considered as fool? Whereas Lord Krishna has told her that you are fool in accepting me, but she says that it is all your statement only, then anyone who takes shelter of you and serves you, that personality is actually the topmost intelligent personality, so how can you tell me fool? I am not a fool. And another point we can draw from this, that disagreeing with the idea of the Lord to be foolish because of choosing and accepting him as husband, Mother Rukmini in this verse actually tells that she is not so foolish like the other ladies. Those ladies can be considered foolish or mudhas who accepts dead corpse constituted of abominable substances like flesh, bones, blood, parasites, stools, mucus, bile and air packed externally with skin, whisker, nail hair, nails, head hair and body hair. So she was saying that those people can be considered fools who just become attracted to the external package of the substance. But they are not actually knowing what is there inside the packing. And she was saying that those ladies who consider this external physiology of their husbands and become attracted and serves them in the kantamati, in the mood of bhava of having them as their masters or husband, they are actually fools because they do not know that, like we remember the story that Krishna and his friends, they were playing. So one of the friends wanted to tease Krishna, so he stuffed some jasmine flowers into the samosa. He just removed the fillings of the samosa and stuffed some jasmine flower and told Krishna that, Krishna, just see, my mother has made such nice samosas, would you like to taste it? And Krishna, although knower of everything, he also just played this leela and he just tried to bite that samosa. But externally it was looking like a samosa, but inside it was bitter jasmine flower. So that's what we externally see, that something is very attractive, very powerful, but what is inside it, that we must understand. So so Mother Rukmini was actually trying to say that she was not fools, but those ladies who become attracted to such things, they are actually, you may be knowing that story of that liquid beauty, that prince gone to the forest and happened to see this very beautiful maiden, and then by seeing the beauty of that lady, he got attracted and wanted to marry her, approached her and requested that he wants to get married to her. She said, okay, she will get married to him, but please give her some 1 week's time and then come after 1 week and then you can marry me. This fellow thought that this lady is interested, just seeking some time, so he went away and came after 1 week. In the meantime, this lady took lot of purgatives, you know this story. And then she vomited and she passed loose motions and collected all those vomits and loose motions into some different parts. And when this guy came, because of loose motion and then vomiting, etc., her body has become completely weak and kind of disfigured. And when this, she started looking like an old person. So when this person came, and with the thought that he'll get married to this lady, and saw that instead of that beautiful lady, some very old and ugly lady was sitting over there. So he asked that, there was a lady here who was very beautiful and promised me that she will get married to me. I'm the prince of this country and I have come to marry her. Can you tell me where is she? So she said, I am that lady whom you have promised to marry. I just asked a 1 week's time from you. So this person could not believe his thinking, believe what he is seeing actually. He said that you cannot be that lady. She was very beautiful. And you look so ugly and kind of old, emaciated. So she said that you wanted to marry me or my beauty. So if you wanted to marry my beauty, then my beauty is lying in the pots. These are the pots. I have collected all my beauty in this and they are lying in here. You can get married with them. They are already there. If you don't want to marry me, I am no problem. So that is what is external and internal. Whatever is there inside comes out. I also remember one of our brahmachari friend, I don't remember his name now, who has told me this story, but I very vividly remember that story. He has told me that he was going somewhere in a bus, public bus, and to the adjacent seat there was a very beautiful lady sitting, and she was so beautiful and very attractive. So he said that I could not resist looking at her. And he was not actually desiring to look at her, but somehow or other attracted by the beauty of that lady, young lady. And it happened that the stop where he wanted to get down, that lady also got down. So, and the same direction she started walking, in which direction he was supposed to walk. So he just followed behind her. And after walking maybe some few yards, this lady just cleared her throat and spit out. This brahmachari said that actually externally I was very much attracted to her beauty, but when I saw that she just cleared her throat and spit out, I could understand that that was her beauty. So he said that I could understand the reality of that beauty, what was coming out from these things. And that is what is also confirmed in this story also. We'll refer this Pingala story and then we can understand that reality. He has clearly said all these things. So let us ask a question, why people actually disregard Krishna and become attracted to any other mortal beings? If Krishna is only supposed to be attractive, then why people become attracted to other things disregarding Krishna? So one point Mother Rukmini says is that they are fools, or they are befooled by the external plant of the Maya. Mother Rukmini states that since those poor ladies do not have any knowledge and experience of the fragrance of the lotus feet of Lord, they have been befooled by the external appearance of the handicraft of the material nature. Actually, after hearing from Lord Krishna in the 4th and 7th chapter, Arjuna kind of asked Krishna that in spite of you giving so much knowledge about you, Krishna has said that he is the source of everything, and ajopi sannavyayatma, many things he has said about him. So still there are people who will not get surrendered to you, and so what will happen to them? If they don't surrender to you, what will happen to them? Will you reject them, those people? Or those who are not attracted to you, will you reject them? Where will they go? Lord Krishna informed Arjuna that those people also will be attracted to me only, but indirectly. They will not be directly attracted to me, but they will be indirectly attracted to me. So even if this material nature, it's a part and parcel of Krishna, and the spirit soul inside this body is also part and parcel of Krishna, and they all actually exhibit these things. But Krishna says that those who are attracted to other things and not attracted to me, one small problem with them is that they want kanchatam karmanam siddhi yajanta ih devata. Like ih devata means Krishna we know is called Bhagavan because of the six opulences. And that same six opulences, although not in unlimited qualities, but they are manifest into the different beings in this material world. So even beauty or whatever may be, so those who have this kind of things, they are called devatas of this world or people of this world. So Krishna says that anyone who wants to fulfill their desires or wants some sense gratification, they will approach to them. And shipram hi manuse loke siddhir bhavati karmaja. Because actually men in this world desire success in fruity activities and therefore they worship the demigods quickly. Of course, men gets result from the fruity works in this world. So actually going to Krishna, Krishna sometimes tastes. Like in Bhagavatam, Krishna says that yasyaham anugrahami harishyata dhanam sanay. Whomever I give my kripa, I withdraw all that things which all his possessions. In fact, many people, like in this book, Living with Scripture, in this book it is mentioned that when we don't study Scripture and when calamities come in our life, then we respond in a materialistic way. But when we study Scripture and when calamities comes in our life, then we respond in the way what is given in the Shastra. And he gives the example of Srila Prabhupada in this regard, that Prabhupada was running his business of this pharmaceutical company, and when he was in Jhansi, he came to know that his setup in Allahabad was burnt and completely destroyed. So Prabhupada, instead of cursing anybody or who is the cause of all those things, he immediately spoke out this sloka, yasyaham anugrahami harishyata dhanam sane, that whatever if Krishna gives his anugraha, he takes away everything. So he thought that Krishna is actually giving his kripa unto me, his anugraha to me, and that is why he has taken all these things, let me become free. And even Narad Rishi, when his mother died, that time he was without father and 5-year-old boy, and he was completely dependent on his mother, and mother was dependent on him. But somehow or other, the mother dies out of the serpent bite. And then he also considered that this is kripa of the Lord. This is kripa of the Lord. But many people, they don't understand that how this is kripa of the Lord, because they have not been endowed with the quality of knowledge they are actually wanted, and that is why they go here and there. But Krishna says that I don't actually forget them or don't do anything for them. I give them some procedure through which they gradually come to me. And this is the procedure of demigod worship. But Krishna says that those who are attracted to devatas, prapadyante to devatas, their knowledge is stolen by, their jnana is stolen by the desire of fruitive sense gratifications. So in this verse, the conception of bodily condition of life is strongly thwarted, and people with this kind of conceptions are termed to be the stupid or idiots, as they are considering the lump up of full substances to be everything in their life. So one must take lesson from this and understand that everything is not this kind of thing. But somehow or other, if by the mercy of the Lord, when someone, some devotees gets the proper understanding and proper understanding of the filthy status of the material body and this material nature, they actually lament that we have wasted our life, we have wasted our rare human form of life also just in the pursuit of these materialistic things. Like this lamentation is very clearly comes out in the story of Pingala in the 11th canto. And she says, Aho mayatma parita pita britha sanketya vritya ati bigarham vartaya strayana naradya artha trishanu sochya कृतेन वित्तं रतिमात्मनाच्छति. ओ हाउ आई हैव यूजलेसली टॉर्चर्ड माय ओन सोल. आई हैव सोल्ड माय बॉडी टू लस्टी ग्रीडी मेन हु आर देमसेल्व्स ऑब्जेक्ट्स ऑफ पिटी. दस प्रैक्टिसिंग द मोस्ट अबॉमिनेबल प्रोफेशन ऑफ अ प्रोस्टिट्यूट आई होप्ड टू गेट मनी एंड सेक्स प्लेजर. And then again she says that, this is the same similar sloka which Mother Rukmini speaks in today's verse. Yadastive nirmitavan savansya sthunam tacharo manakhe pinadam sharatnavadvaramagarameta Binmotra Purnam Madhupeti Kanya. She says, this material body is like a house in which I, the soul, am living. The bones forming my spine, ribs, arms and legs are like the beams, cross beams and pillars of the house. And the whole structure, which is full of stool and urine, is covered by skin, hair and nails. The 9 doors leading into this body are constantly excreting foul substances. Besides me, what woman could be so foolish as to devote herself to this material body, thinking that she might find pleasure and love in this contraption or in this kind of machine. This body is like a machine. Or it's like a house. Our house, we see that it is made up of cement, steel bars, etc., etc. This is also a house, but this house is made up of. That's what she is saying. This house is made up of bars are like the bones, and cement and other mortar things are like urine, stool, skin, etc. That's it. So this is the condition of this body which we are attracted. And she then finally confesses, videhanam purehi asmin aham ekaiva mudhadi nanyam ichchante asad asmad atmadatma kam achyutat. She is saying that videhanam purehi asmin, in this certainly in this city of Videha, I alone am completely foolish. I neglected the Supreme Personality of Godhead who awards us everything, even our original spiritual form. And instead, I desired to enjoy sense gratification with many men who are like akamadam dukkha bhayadi shokam moha pradam tuccha maham bhajegya. These people are like akamadam. They cannot fulfill any of the desires. How can they fulfill any desires? Because they themselves are full of many desires and not able to fulfill their own desires. So how can they fulfill my desire? And she is very clearly saying here that those people, they are considered foolish who think that they are this body and they can enjoy this body, they can do anything with this body. But this bodily conception of life is here completely thwarted. He says that although Krishna is very near to me, but I don't understand, I have no knowledge about Krishna, and because of no knowledge, I have rejected Krishna. And these people, although Krishna can provide me everything, santam samipe ramanam rati pradam. Krishna is the person who is very close, santam samipe. No one is as close to us as Krishna, but we don't know that he is there. In one of the writings, one of a very powerful acharya in the past, he has said that that pal mein hai sujhe nahi lanat aisi jind tulasi ya sansar ko bhayo motiya bind. Krishna is seated so close to us, he just beside us, but we can't see him. Pal mein hai sujhe nahi, we can't see that person. And Lanat, he says that this is abominable. abominable. This kind of life is abominable. One should not accept this kind of lifestyle, that he is not able to understand who is very close to him. It's like the life of a blind person. The blind person's life, like we know that story, that blind person, when he was hearing people talking about the sun, and he was thinking that what is the significance of the sun in my life? Because he was not able to see the sun. But those who can see the sun, they can understand what is the significance of the sun in their life. So similarly, those who have knowledge about God, they can understand what is the significance of God in their life. But those who don't have knowledge about God, so similarly, God is there everywhere. His name is Vishnu. He is all-pervading. Like Prahlad Maharaj, even though he was 5-year-old, he was able to see God everywhere. And his father, he was a very learned politician, very powerful man, conquered the entire world. But still he was not able to see God. And he was finding it difficult to find God. Asked him only, "You are saying that your God is everywhere, can you show me?" So, this is because of lack of knowledge we cannot see God. And that's what is confirmed here. So, this ignorance, the motiyabind or cataract of ignorance, which is covered in our eye of knowledge, we cannot see God. So that cataract had to be operated, that has to be removed. And how that can be removed? By associating with the devotees. And that is what Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur also, actually he sings in a bhajan, and of course this is the first bhajan from his Anutapta Uplabdhi, where he is mentioning actually how he wasted his life. And in the second bhajan of that same series, he is actually talking about the association of devotee, and how important is the association of devotee, and if a person comes in the association of devotee, how gradually his ignorance is removed. So devotees are like doctors who can remove the cataract of ignorance from our lives, from our the vision, and then they can provide us a proper understanding by which we can actually understand Krishna and make our life perfect. He sings, "Ami ati pamara durjana, ki korinu hai hai prakritera dasataye katainu amulya jivana." Oh, no, just see my condition now. I must be the most sinful rogue of life, of all. Alas, alas, what have I done? What have I done? The human form of life is very rare, but I have passed such a priceless life, engaged simply as a slave in the service of the material energy. How much time have I spent? This is second stanza. How much time I have spent packed up in the womb of my mother. After being born, my childhood was spent simply playing around frivolously according to the nature of children. Then my youth quickly passed by in executing many different obligations according to the social customs. All those days having been wasted uselessly, I now suffer old age in the end as my only reward. I can no longer get any pleasure from sense gratification, for my power to enjoy has become reversed. My teeth as well as my whole body have now become disabled and weak. Various aches and pains make my daily life unbearable, and I am haunted by the continuously hovering fear of death. Due to all this, I do not feel as if there is security anywhere. Therefore, to what can I possibly remain attracted in this world? This will get the realization only at the end of the life. But before this type of realization haunts us, we should actually become alert and take care of this. He says, "My happiness in this body was limited to material sense objects and my drive to enjoy them. But now my attachment to all this has faded away. Everything in life having passed me by, My heart is extremely worried about how to hold on to this emaciated old life. Alas, the real problem is that when I was young and fit, I passed this life without ever worshipping the Supreme Lord Hari. Being of the power to hold on to this body, what will I do now that the final moment is swiftly approaching? Oh, curse on my entire life. I never took advantage of the actual eternal treasure. Instead, I have abandoned my real friend Hari, only to worship my enemy, this miserable material energy and this material body. So, we see from these statements, Mother Rukmini has used the word, Mother Rukmini has actually clearly denounced that material conception of life. She has also used the word stri. So we should not think this teaching is only for those in the body of a woman, and this is not for men or male. Actually, it is for all of us. Rather, for everyone, whatever body, whether we are in the male body or in the female body, every living entity is considered stri or prakriti. So this lesson is for everybody, it's not only for the woman. Thus, in this verse we can see that Lord Krishna very meticulously brought out the treasure of the heart of Mother Rukmini to teach all of us the fallacy of this material body and the materialistic way of life, and guided us not to remain mudhas, rather than experience the nectar of the fragrance of his lotus feet by way of loving service unto him, and simultaneously gain knowledge to him so that we can remain firmly fixed in his service. He himself concerns that yo mam evam asammudho janati purushottama sa sarva bhava bhajati sarva vidha bhajati mam sarva bhavena bharata. Whoever knows me as the Supreme Personality of Godhead without doubting is the knower of everything. He therefore engages himself in full devotional service unto me, O son of Bharata. So, we must understand this and then accordingly try to get such knowledge so that we can not be fooled by this materialistic way of life or this bodily conditions of life. Rather, we should use this life. Like 11th canto Bhagavatam says that it has a very good connection with the third sloka of Ishopanishad, where it says Asuryanamate loka andhena tamasabrita tamste pretya abhigacchanti eke cha atmahanojana. So atmahanojana, it is said that the killer of the soul, but Bhagavad Gita says that the soul cannot be killed. Even if the body is completely destroyed, the soul cannot be killed. So who is the killer of the soul? So it is said that those people who got this body of human form of life, and if they misuse it, so what is the use of this material body? That we have to understand. And we should use that body only for that purpose. Na deha madhyam sulabham sudurlabham plavam sukalpam guru karnadharam maya kulena nabhasteritam puman bhavabdhim natare sa atmaha. One who is not using this human form of life to get over or cross over the repetition of birth and death, punarapi jananam, punarapi maranam, punarapi janani jathare sayanam, if he doesn't cross over, then he is the actually killer of the soul. And such a person will have to take birth again in the forms of life where not even the sunlight enters, or there is no light or knowledge. They will be always cast into the mode of ignorance, the form of ignorance. So it is duty of every human being. And it is also warned that this human form of life, although it can provide us the highest perfection of our life, but it is also given for a very limited period of time. So one should be very alert and see that before this body gets destroyed, we should actually get the proper result of getting this body. If we are failed in that endeavor, then again we'll have to go into the cycle of repetition of birth and death. And this will be there if we will be just entangled into the bodily conditions of life. Like Bhagavatam says that yasya atma buddhi kunape tridhatuke. Such peoples, they are like dogs and they are like cows and asses. Cows and asses, why? Because there will be some people in the mode of goodness, there will be some people in the mode of ignorance. Cows are in the mode of goodness and donkeys are in the mode of ignorance. So similarly, human beings also will be in the mode of goodness and in the mode of ignorance somehow or other. But even if you are in the mode of goodness or in the mode of ignorance, still you are suffering the material form of life. The animals are animals, whether someone is in the mode of goodness or in the mode of ignorance. So we should understand this reality, and then we should take advantage of this. In the human form of life, approach to a bona fide guru. Tad vijnanartham sa guru meva abhigachet. Approach a proper bona fide person and accordingly follow his instruction, and after following that instructions, try to imbibe those instructions into our life. Practice those instructions into our life. Then we can make this life perfect. That is the instruction, or that is the treasure entuned in the words of Lord Krishna and in the discussion between Mother Rukmini and Krishna. So that we should accept it as the jewel of our life and use it into our life. Hare Krishna. Thank you so much. Grantharshimad Bhagavatam ki jai.